From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, Alex Clark in the studios of the Michigan Talk Network all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com is where you can pick up our podcast. Check out our sponsors like Lucky Buck, also Scentlock, both great Michigan companies and happy to be affiliated with them. And speaking of Michigan, one of our own state senators, Senator Rick Jones, joins us right now. He is the senator serving Michigan's 24th State Senate District, Allegan, Barry, and Eaton counties, and a longtime friend of the show and myself. And welcome, sir. You're like on the floor today.
Yes, I'm here on the Senate floor. And so this will be live from the Senate floor. And in about 5 or 10 minutes, I'll be voting. And the only other thing I wanted to make sure you know is I have a new district.
Uh-oh.
And it is now all of Eaton, all of Clinton County, all of Shiawassee County, and the northeast corner of Ingham, which takes in Williamson-Weberville area.
Nice. Very nice. So they moved you around a little bit, still representing the fine folks in Michigan, doing a great job, I might add, and a former sheriff.
Yes, sir. 31 years with Eaton County.
Absolutely wonderful. So you know a little bit about the stand your gun law a little bit, and again, coming under fire.
Yes. While I was in the House as a freshman, I wrote the Michigan Self-Defense Doctrine. It's been nicknamed the Castle Doctrine or the Stand Your Ground Law, and it's coming under fire. We had a group of demonstrators that were apparently bussed in to demonstrate, and they want to do away with the law. And I can tell you, as long as I am in Lansing, I will do everything in my power to make sure that does not happen.
Now, this is coming from a former law enforcement individual for 31 years, the sheriff of Eaton County. You know how important it is for us to protect ourselves, and I don't understand why there are people out there that would want to infringe upon that right to protect our family, our property, and our personal well-being.
Well, you know, the Michigan law is carefully crafted. It was a bank of attorneys looked at it and made sure everything was done right. It is a bit different than the Florida law, but it does say that you have the right to defend yourself from death, great bodily harm, or the horrible crime of rape, up to including killing the other person if you have to.
Yeah, if you know, you always want to talk your way out of something, but there's a criminal has their mind set. There is nothing, there is no sign on the front door saying firearms not allowed in this building except by law enforcement officers that's going to stop a criminal.
Absolutely. You know, 31 years on the street in Eaton County, for much of that time I was a deputy and worked midnights. Retired as the sheriff, I saw victims of horrible crime, assaults, murders, rapes, and I wanted every Michigan citizen to have the opportunity to defend themselves, not have some wacko judge say, well, you had to retreat. Even some judges thought you should retreat in your own home. Absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, or blow a whistle or something when you're getting raped. Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. State Senator Rick Jones joins us here on Wild Michigan, talking about the Castle Doctrine, the Stand Your Ground Law here in Michigan. Senator, we have what some would consider applications for a concealed pistol license or a CCW permit flooding our county offices. I, being one of them, mind you, And we've never seen this happen before.
Well, I can tell you the reasoning is we constantly hear threats from the national media, the federal government, talking about stopping gun sales and stopping ammunition sales, and people are fearful if they don't stand for their rights now, they're going to lose them. And I believe everybody who is mentally competent should have the right to carry a gun and protect themselves. In fact, my wife has a permit, my daughter has a permit, and I would encourage it for anybody who is mentally sound.
You know, and you bring up a very interesting point right there, and we have a system of background checks. When you fill out the FFL form, when you go to purchase a firearm, a handgun, or a shotgun, you know, something that qualifies us to purchase this, you know, you are required to give the answers by law correctly and accurately. But sometimes there are people that slip through those cracks, and there's not a lot of a defense for that. And we have people that have conditions, Raleigh Castile, one of them recently, that slip through and they kind of snap, or situations happen that, you know, would cause somebody to go a little overboard, if you will.
Well, we have to remember that human beings will always be human. And since the dawn of humankind, we have had people commit murder, assault, rape, and we want to be able to defend ourselves for somebody that snaps. And that's exactly why I recommend that if you are competent, that you get a permit and you get some training.
Yeah, training being very, very important. You can go to these classes. You know, I've seen you can go to these classes without any prior experience, take the class, pass the class, but still, I think it's incumbent upon yourself to practice, practice, practice.
Yes, and I can tell you the police in Michigan are required to constantly practice every year and meet a standard. And if you're going to carry, you should put yourself through that same standard. You must go out and practice. You must be very careful and very safe with your weapon. But there's no reason why you should not be able to have one.
Absolutely. Senator Rick Jones joins us here on Wild Michigan. Our website is wildmichiganradio.com. Senator, real quickly, I want to talk about this because it's one of my favorite topics, probably not yours at the time, but you on the floor took a taser right to your body to show everybody, you know, the less lethal form of protection.
Yes, you know, and you can still go to YouTube and plug in Taser Rick Jones and watch me get fried in front of a House committee, and we have passed in Michigan the right of any citizen that has a concealed pistol license may have a taser. And people say, well, why would you do that? I'd rather have a gun. Well, that's fine. But for the citizens that don't want to have a gun, would rather have a taser, we want to make sure they have all the options to defend their life.
Speaking with Senator Rick Jones here, State Senator on Wild Michigan. Senator, you've been in law enforcement. You know full well that an assailant or a criminal will probably stop faster for a taser than they will a handgun.
You know, absolutely. We have allowed tasers now into the Michigan prison system, and assaults on the corrections officers are going down. Because once somebody gets zapped, the word spreads. This is not a fun thing to have happen. And people will run. I believe that any person out there that pulls a taser out of the pocket when they have some bad guy coming at them and says, I have a taser, back off, or else, 99% that guy will turn and run because they know what's going to happen.
See, even some criminals have just a modicum of common sense in them.
Yes, that's even the bad guys realize it's not a fun thing to go through.
No, absolutely not. Senator Rick Jones knows firsthand. He is joining us here. He's from the floor in the Capitol right now. And Senator, if you don't mind hanging on, we're going to talk to you a little bit more in the next segment.
Sure.
All right. We're going to speak more with Senator Rick Jones here. You're listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up the podcast absolutely free. You can also get a link to our good friends at Lucky Buck, lucky-buck.com. Tis the season to start dropping the Lucky Buck. They're going to find it. Don't worry. And when they do, don't worry about that big hole they left in the ground from eating it. You can find it everywhere. And again, on our website, wildmichiganradio.com.
It's not a dream to fly in. Shots in the snow, and I go down through the clouds to the valley there below. When I feel certain in the parking lot.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors, thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, Raise a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother. Everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, Alex Clark in the studios. The Wild Michigan Talk Network, all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Just because the name is Wild Michigan does not mean you cannot take this everywhere you go. And you can take the information that we share with you here on the show everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. When it's hunting, when it's fishing, it applies to you everywhere. And you just tweak for conditions. That's all. State Senator Rick Jones is joining us right now, live from the Capitol in Lansing downtown, just minutes from the studios of the Wild Michigan Talk Network. Senator, recently, last year in one of the eastern states, New York, I do believe, a newspaper published a photo map on their website of all of the handgun owners in this particular county, and that raised not only the ire of the handgun owners, but of people that did not own handguns. I mean, making them look like targets, and a nice map of this really nice subdivision and areas of their place. And we will not have that happen here in Michigan.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I've been working with Senator Casperson from the UP, and he has a bill going through the process. We're going to have a vote next week in my Judiciary Committee. And we want to make sure nobody can use the Freedom of Information Act or any other means to obtain a list of who owns handguns. Of course, the police will still have that. But why would a news media outlet of any kind, whether it be TV, radio, or newspaper, want to have this and publish these names and addresses? It will lead to homes getting broken into, guns being stolen. It's absolutely outrageous that they would do this.
You know, and when the people of that state, when this happened last year, wanted the information on where the editor lived, wanted his home information, or her home information, rather. Oh, no, you can't have that. Well, you know what? Pictures and addresses were published anyway on Facebook.
Yes. Yes, and it's, you know, people don't like it when they're in the public eye. And I sign on, you know, to get elected to be a senator, so I know I'm going to be in the public eye, but nobody else likes it, and I don't blame them.
Now, what about we have some things that we're looking at here about shorter-barreled shotguns, not sawed-off shotguns. There is a difference between a shorter legal barrel and a sawed-off that we will be able to, again, own these.
Absolutely. You know, the federal government already allows it, a short-barreled rifle or a shotgun. And many of these are collector's items. In fact, I owned an Ithaca Ottoman burglar gun. It's a double-barrel 20-gauge, which would be too short to legally own, but I had a permit to have it. And then I had a few children, and I needed some cash, and so I sold it to another collector. But the problem is Michigan law comes in conflict and does not allow them. So Senator Green from up in the thumb area has legislation going through. It'll soon be on the governor's desk, just bringing Michigan law in sync with federal law and allowing these. And most of them are for the collectors. You know, we had the Marbles Game Getter, number of these fine weapons that Michiganders should be able to own.
You know, and of course, too, Senator, when you speak of marbles, there's Michigan heritage there. They're a Gladstone, Michigan. They're a company right here. I mean, that handgun with the buttstock on it, it's world famous.
You know, absolutely. And I'm sure there's probably a lot of them in Michigan homes around that technically would be illegal, and we want to make sure they can be legal and collectors can enjoy them.
Now, real quickly, I want to touch on something in Connecticut, door-to-door search. I don't know who thought this was a good idea about tactical firearms, registration and things of that nature. I don't get this.
Well, in my opinion, this is liberal politics gone mad. I mean, when you decide you're going to go door-to-door and start confiscating handguns and forcibly registering handguns and weapons that maybe have a clip that's too long. You know, is this America? I don't think so. I think it's just liberal politics gone out of control.
And when you say liberal, it is the political, the personal political agenda of many of these liberal politicians, but not all of them are that way. And I want to clarify, our former lieutenant governor and friend, John Cherry, who had a great time pheasant hunting with, was not that way. He was very pro-gun, very pro-hunting, but he just really never got in the spotlight about all these things.
Well, yes. Notice I didn't say this was a Democrat thing.
Exactly.
I said it was a liberal thing.
Yes.
And you can have somebody who is anti-gun on either side of the aisle.
Absolutely. It can go either way. And again, unfortunately, a lot of personal agenda follows suit with politics. But we see the work that you're doing. We appreciate the work that you're doing. And of course, your time in law enforcement for 31 years with Eaton County. And now you're serving those same people still, along with other counties here in the state. What's on your agenda personally? Are you got any fun stuff? You know, you can follow you on Facebook. And believe me, when you send the guy a message, he gets right back to you.
You know, on my personal agenda, I am planning a turkey hunting trip.
Nice.
When the season opens, and hope to enjoy some Michigan outdoors.
Excellent. Well, Senator Rick Jones, I really appreciate you joining us. I appreciate your friendship, and keep up the good work there on the floor.
Thank you.
And you can find him on Facebook, Senator Rick Jones. He's there, and he's always posting what he's up to. You can always find him. Very accessible. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna cut him loose because he's got some serious voting to do. Lots of things going on here on the show. If you'd like to be a part of them, join us on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can find out where we're going to be. You can post. You can send me your events that you have coming up for your nonprofit organization. Very happy to help you with those, to post them. We want you to join us. And also, we want you to join us on Facebook, facebook.com/wildmichigan. I post stuff up there all the time. Of course, you can look at the $30,000 auger on Saginaw Bay. It's going to be that time right now, folks. You really don't want to drive the truck out onto the ice because things are starting to soften up, especially on the bay. We've talked to Mark Martin about this numerous times. Mark Martin, pro walleye angler, about the wind shifts that can cause breakoffs out on Saginaw Bay. And don't think you're going to take your gear with you or your fish when the Coast Guard comes to get you because they don't have room for it. They will not allow it, and you will be fined. Cleanup, rest, you know, all these other things that will be, your fault for, you know, deciding to do this. No fish is worth that kind of fine or your life. So, again, keep that in mind. Now, speaking of politics, you all may heard of Tink Nathan. Tink is the founder of Tink's 69. Well, you know, Tink is running for office in Texas. That's right. His basis? Why should buzzards be the only one to benefit from the frequent animal car collisions that occur by the thousands on Texas roads? Tink says we should be able to eat roadkill. I like that guy. Met him a few times. He's a good egg. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Hi, this is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network. Alex Clark pushing buttons and listening. That's what he does best. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. I'm kidding. I'm only saying that about Alex because he can't answer me. Thanks to Rick Jones talking about some of the gun laws going on. Some things under fire here in Michigan, pardon the pun, about our Stand Your Ground law, Castle Doctrine law, the fact that people don't want us to be able to conceal carry. Always under fire. And we will not. Have our information bandied about because of the Freedom of Information Act. We will be protected here in Michigan. Michigan licensed handgun owners will not, come under fire like we did, like they did in New York State and places out east, where they can publish online the photos and maps, Google Earth maps of people that own handguns. Not going to happen here in Michigan. Senator Rick Jones and others doing their part to protect us here in the Great Lakes State. Now we're going to move forward because turkey season is upon us. There have been some changes made in the licensing structure. So please ask your retailer to help you out to get through this first year. Okay. The base license, the combo license, there might be an issue when you purchase your turkey. So get your combo license first. Just throwing it out there. That way there's no question. But turkey season is happening. A lot of people are starting to hunt turkey with a bow, and I want to. I've tried it last year. I took a shot at a bird, a couple of birds actually, with my bow. Missed both times, which is fine. You know, no harm, no foul. But Dave Thomas with Bowhunter Planet is joining us, and he's got some ideas for some stuff, because we like talking about gear here on the show when things slow down, when we come into these kind of gray areas where, you know, the ice fishing is still okay and the steelhead are starting to run a little bit. But let's look ahead to turkey season. Dave Thomas joining us here, Bowhunter Planet. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, Durant?
I'm good. Wound up like a squirrel on coffee right now because I'm excited.
I wish I had a coffee right now.
I don't have coffee. I'm naturally just flying off the handle today because I'm excited about steelhead, excited about turkey, and maybe this year getting a turkey with my bow.
That would be great, man. That, you know, it's definitely a challenge. I know people have a hard time with the bow, of course, because you got to get closer. But, you know, the bows nowadays, like, you know, we've talked in the past, are so fast and efficient. You know, you can reach out pretty good and pretty easily. Hit your mark. So I think it's definitely more. And with the crossbows now, you know, it gives you a whole other option, right, to open the doors. So tons of options there for the equipment when it comes to the bow or the gun or the crossbow. But, you know, right now all the companies are really pushing the turkey stuff, like the Flextone stuff. They're pushing a lot of their stuff right now. A lot of great stuff from Flextone this year. A lot of things like Thunder Clucker and different things of that nature, but they sound really realistic. And I think it's really important for people to get out to the store and just kind of play with these and look at them and look online and try to get videos on these as well so they can kind of get a feel for the calls especially.
Yeah, speaking with Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet, and Dave, that's a very good point. Do not, if you've never picked up a turkey call ever, do not be afraid to grab that call, a box call or whatever it is in the store. If they have a sample out, do not be afraid to take it, put it in your hand and hear how it sounds, because pitch is very important. Comfort is very important, and how you are able to move that paddle or move that peg across a slate is very important, because it's all about personal preference.
Yeah, it's like anything, right? You gotta. I'm definitely not the best at it, so I'm not suggesting that whatsoever. But with mouth calls, slate calls, box calls, that's like, it's like I would say it's like learning an instrument, right? You have to play with it over and over. You have to keep playing with it in off season, on season. So my thing is, you know, I go out there, I play with them all. I don't, you know, the turkey comes out cool, if they don't, cool. It's fun though, right? So I get to go out there and play and chuckle and make all these sounds. I just have a blast with it.
And I'll be honest with you, speaking with Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet here on our website, on our show, Dave, I do not consider myself a good caller by any stretch, but I have called in a lot of birds, and it's so exciting to be able to work those birds one-on-one, be it a slate call or a mouth call or a box call. It's fun because it's a sense of accomplishment, and you don't have to be great.
No, not at all. You know, that's what, you're absolutely right. I mean, the first year we ever turkey hunted, it's probably like 2009. I mean, we're definitely not experts in turkey by any means, but, you know, when we called in our first turkey, it was the same way. I mean, we used a box call, we were playing around, and it was very fun. It was addicting how fun it was. I was so surprised how cool it was, and when I first did it, I'm like, this is a lot cooler. I thought, I didn't realize that we had this great option in our hunting heritage here in Michigan that we could do that, you know, for a long time, we just didn't really pay attention to it, so.
Now,
so let's talk some product, right? There's so much going on right now. First, I'm going to bring up broadheads. So right now for turkey, the ones we're testing in the field right now for this season coming up is the Raven broadhead. It's a 2.3-inch mechanical, so it's definitely big enough to make a good hit on turkey and bring down turkey with a bow. Raven's a great company. They're a young company. They've been out just a couple years now. But They have a lever cam technology. That's how their blades come down. It's very effective, and we've seen really good results with it in the deer sector. So this year will be nice to see what happens with turkey. The Ramcat, everybody's heard of the Ramcat. It's been around a while. So this year we got a lot of guys with the crossbows from our Crossbow Warrior segment kind of working on that with Ramcat, trying to get some hits on film so we can see how good the Ramcat will do. You know, cause it's more of like a fixed blade than a mechanical, so we're curious to see how good it does. We're all sure it's going to do really well. I mean, Ramcat's got a ton of video online of hits with their product that's done very well over the years. The last one real quick is the Executioner Broadhead. That's a newer company. I met them at the ATA show. They have broadheads that are over-the-top mechanical. Super sharp broadhead, 2.5-inch cutting diameter, so very large. But, again, super sharp. So I think, yeah, it's definitely wide, I think, than people might like for deer or so. But the broadhead's so sharp that I don't think you're going to have any issues. So we're curious to see the testing on this product through turkey and through deer season coming up.
You know, speaking with Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet here in Wild Michigan, deer are you know, they have fine hair and a tough skin, but broadhead penetrates very easily. Now, the center point on a turkey, when you are hunting turkey, there's a very small kill zone, and that wing is like armor to them. And that's when I look at a really sharp broadhead's needed, and something with a pretty good size, you know, expansion, especially on mechanicals. I love mechanical broadheads.
Yeah, that's why I brought the Raven Executioner for turkeys. I thought, man, these are perfect for this, you know, because they expand so large. You know, I personally, you know, for me, for a mechanical broadhead, you know, I've always told people, you know, I would suggest you shoot 60 pounds plus. I know people shoot, you know, 60 pounds less with mechanicals at times, so I don't know the results of that, if there's issues with that with deer or turkey. But since these are pretty wide, you know, my recommendation is try to keep a 60-plus pound with these wide or super-wide broadheads. So I guess if you're going to do turkey and you have lighter poundage, you might want to consider the Ramcat or maybe a fixed blade or a smaller slip cam technology like a Rage. I know they have a smaller mechanical that you could use for that.
They have something called a hypodermic, too, which looks very cool.
Yeah, hypodermic's a nice broadhead, you know. And one that's underestimated, I think, that no one talks about is a Swacker. The Swacker broadhead is an incredible broadhead. It's not brought up enough, I think, and it's because they toned down their marketing a lot since a couple years ago. But the Swacker will go through a shoulder and then open. So it's a broadhead that will impact an animal and then open when it's already inside the animal. It's pretty impressive because the blades are built into the head, and as it enters, there's two levers on the back of that broadhead that hit and then swing open. So it allows an archer to take, you know, shots that normally they'd be a little nervous to take with the mechanical, like a shoulder shot or shoulder area.
Interesting. Well, you know, I had the opportunity to work with Hank Parker down in Alabama, and when we have him on the show, I know he's all about the Schwacker, so we'll ask him about that. Speaking with Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet here on Wild Michigan, we've got another segment with Dave coming up next. Bowhunterplanet.com. There's a link on wildmichiganradio.com.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host, Alex Clark, in the studios of the Wild Michigan Talk Network. Our website, wildmichiganradio.com. And thanks to our guests today. Been a pretty good show today. I enjoy every show. Don't get me wrong. We've talked a lot about products and getting people outdoors because it's finally spring here in Michigan, and we want to get people outdoors and get practicing archery. One of those things. Dave Chevalier joined us from Crossbow Warriors. Also, our friend Mike Ariakis from Game Plan Gear joined us here as well, talking about packs. The one thing you may overlook, but really shouldn't, is your pack, and we'll have more on that here on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up the podcast. Right now, Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet. Before we get to camo, Dave, I want to ask you a question about a particular broadhead that my good friend Mark Snocko uses, although I've not heard any success yet. I don't. I'm not trying to call Mark out on the carpet about missing, but I just don't know if he's had a shot yet. Is the guillotine broadhead the one that lops the head off of a turkey if you can get that shot?
Yeah, the guillotine's it's a very good product, and but the issue with it is that you have to be very accurate. So we actually tested them a couple years ago. We didn't get to test them on a real turkey, unfortunately, because we didn't get the shot in front of us. But we found it to be pretty accurate. You know, we broke things like sticks and stuff. We stuck in the ground, you know, even. But, you know, once we shot it a couple times, it was hard to reuse it when we hit the dirt with it, you know. And then you got to have, you know, the arrow weight. There's a lot of things to it, but yeah, it can work. But I would say you just got to be very accurate and very confident in your shooting abilities. And a lot of target shooters use them. I've seen video after video of turkeys being taken down with those.
Really?
There's two of them actually in the market. The guillotine, there's one more, I believe, by Magnus Broadheads makes one, too. I can't think of the name right at the top of my head. But two of them are the same concept, and that's how they work.
Now, let's speak with Dave Thomas from Bowhunter Planet, bowhunterplanet.com, a link on our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Dave, when it comes to camo, I'm a firm believer overall, first and foremost, if it breaks up the human outline, you're in a good direction. But I think sometimes camo, and I'm not slamming anybody, I'm just saying, if it's appealing to the human eye, it automatically works.
It's funny you said that, because that's exactly the issue I think we have as bow hunters of any sort, even gun hunters. You know, people just need to know about a lot of the products in the industry. I think that's the biggest problem. So, like, right now, when you go to the store, you see a lot of real tree, a lot of mossy oak. That's the biggest two things you're going to see in the store. See, what you're not seeing is Kryptek. You're not seeing Predator. You're not seeing Prevail. You're not seeing, I think it's ASAT, ASAT. There's a whole bunch of those, right? So my biggest thing is you got to really look at it from the deer's perspective. And the best way to do that is, you know, I would say look online to see these videos. Like, we've created tons of videos on Predator camo. I can't say enough for Predator camo. I mean, it's called open pattern concept.
Mm-hmm.
Breaks out the outline. You can't, I mean, even a human has a hard time seeing a person wearing this stuff in the field. So, you know, from everything we've tested, you know, and done through the years, there's no doubt Predator camo, it wins the award. I mean, their stuff is so amazing that, you know, like I said, we take picture after picture of these images of our guys in the field wearing the stuff, and literally they disappear. So, a couple instances where I can, you know, show more examples of this is, this past year, I was hunting, I was sitting about 12 feet off the ground, wearing real tree. A deer came in, stopped. It stopped at 12 yards, just stared at me. And it knew I was there. I mean, I was like, I was done, right? I'm locked. Luckily, it was a young buck, and, you know, obviously I didn't shoot him, but he kind of ran away, came back, looked in, ran away. Then we hunted in Ohio for a week last year for the Bone Driven team, and we only wore Predator because they're sponsored by Predator Camo. And I was in the same situation a couple times, and we even had Ron on the ground at one time, and deer looked right through us. I mean, deer came right in as he was getting down, and they looked right through, and they didn't even see him. And they just walked right by him, like within 8 yards.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. So my suggestion is for turkey, you need to go to predatorcamo.com and check out the Green Deception or Spring Green. They're just absolutely amazing. Look at the pictures. Go online. Find out for yourself. You know, do it for yourself. Look it up. You know, don't just take my word, but I'm telling you, it's definitely something that's got to be seen by the consumers.
Now, you are not, you don't get paid to endorse any particular product. You guys test lab these things.
Correct, yeah. When I speak to you guys, it's based on Test Lab and Bowhunter Planet. Bowhunter Planet is a non-exclusive website. We do fact-based stuff through testing. A lot of the testing stuff we get comes from our sponsored shows, like Bone Driven and Hunt Series. Those shows are sponsored, and so we get to test a lot of that gear that comes from those shows and put it through the works, and that allows us to do a lot more for the businesses and for the consumers, just so everybody get on the same page.
No, it's helpful too that you guys aren't paid by anybody, because it keeps a very open option, you know, an open mind when coming
Correct.
At these
yeah.
things.
We get a lot of companies who expect to sponsor, or we don't really have sponsors. We have contributors, people who can help out with buying a banner and stuff like that, but that in no way, shape, or form does that give them any rights to exclusivity. And if we did that, we wouldn't be where we're at. You know, being exclusive does nothing good for a show like Test Lab. I mean, the whole concept of it was to be able to bring people the best of these products, what we can show you, what we can do, and what's out there. You know, if I was to do that, I would only be working with one boat company or one garment company, or, you know, and that's not going to work. You know, the consumer doesn't want that. They want to know what's out there, show me how it works, and that's what Test Lab does. It shows it. It proves out some of the theories and stuff of speed and whatever it is that we need to do. That's the stuff it shows, you know. And I think no one really does what we do in the industry, and I think it's really cool because it allows us to do more and more, and everybody's starting to come to us more and more now to, you know, hey, what'd you guys do with this? Have you guys tested this? Have you done this? And now we have companies coming to us all the time. Like, we want to be a part. We'll give you whatever we need. We need to do this, you know. So it's very fun for us. You know, it gets to that point now where everything's very positive. We're able to get out and show consumers. You know, with Predator Camo, I mean, you know, I'm just saying it for myself. You got to see this stuff, man. Unbelievable, you know. I would fully back Predator Camo because I think it's an amazing product, and I haven't seen anything that's close to it, in my opinion, in the industry that can do what it does.
You know, and I think a lot of times, too, speaking with Dave Thomas from BowhunterPlanet.com, we are, I want to say this politely because there's some really great people that work for these companies, but you get all the fan support you can afford with marketing, you know, and Realtree, great example, Mossy Oak, great example. I love Mossy Oak. I'm a fan. I like the product personally because, it looks good to me and I feel it works for me. I have some Realtree stuff. I've had great success with Realtree as well. Predator is one of those things that a lot of people, I don't think, comprehend because it doesn't look like a tree. Therefore, how does it work?
Yeah.
You know,
and that's exactly what the open pattern is supposed to do. And I think what people—I don't know if people realized it a little more when Vertigo came out by Scentlock.
Mm-hmm.
When Vertigo came out, that was the same thing. You look up, and honestly, you had a hard time, you know, figuring out what you're looking at. And Predator is the same way; it's just different. So Vertigo, a tree limb went up your leg all the way up through your chest. With Predator, it's like basically shadows is the best word for it. So you have a black branch that goes across the color. Then you have a shadow of that branch. So they actually put in their own shadow of a gray. So it looks like you're looking at something that it's 3D, right? They call it 3D deception. So 3D, then you're not sure what you're looking at. And I think it's the images will prove that in the video, and people go to look at it and be like, wow. And the best test I can tell people is stand 5 yards away with someone any other brand. It doesn't matter what it is. And Predator, and then keep backing those two people up through the woods. Mm-hmm. And then you tell me which one you see first, or you can't see first is the best word. And, Predator will take it every time. Amazing because it just breaks it up.
Dave Thomas, Bow Hunter Planet, real quickly, about a minute left in this segment. We're coming up on, well, believe it or not, spring, maybe summer, bow fishing. Do you have any segments on bow fishing gear?
Yep, we just did the Ross Manta Ray bow. We just put that online. I think we have something coming from Darton coming up here with bow fishing, and I think that's about it right now. We don't do a ton with it, but we do some stuff.
Okay, but again, it's kind of a niche thing, but there are people out there that like their bow fishing, and with some of the states south of Michigan having the Asian carp problem, it's getting kind of popular.
Yeah.
So, you know, but we'll delve into that.
It's big. We got the JLBC here in Michigan. We have a lot of bow fishers take part in that every year, and some of the big bow companies. A lot of the bow companies jumped onto bow fishing, we'll say that. Like, everybody almost has a bow now. But one of the originals that has done really well is Oneida.
Yes.
Their bow has been, you know, very positive over the years for bow fishing. They love that bow for some reason.
All right, Dave Thomas.
It's easy to pull.
It's easy to pull. Exactly. Dave Thomas, BowhunterPlanet.com. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to Dave Chevalier, Mike Ariakis, and Senator Rick Jones for all joining us here on Wild Michigan. Pick up the podcast absolutely free at WildMichiganRadio.com. Thanks to Scentlock and Lucky Buck, sponsors of Wild Michigan.